Folks, I think we expect too much and we give too little, and it's clouded our perspective on life and reality. We are just so used to being comfortable and fat. And you add to that, he had a dreadful thorn in the flesh. We don't know what it was. Many folks think it was blind, a form of blindness where he could just see a little bit. Perhaps he did, perhaps he didn't, I don't know. But it was bad enough to nearly drive him out of his mind and humble him and cause him to cry to God at least 3 times and say, "My God, please get rid of this thing. I can't live with it." Looking for 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 30. If I must boast, I will boast in the things which concern my infirmity. Isn't that something? You see, there's some things here that concern my infirmity. Look at chapter 12, verses 7 and onwards. And lest I should be exalted above measure. Now, would you, by the way, how many of you would call all I've described and going through as being exalted above measure? Now, think about that. How would you, at the end of the day, call that being exalted above measure? Now, listen to me and hear this and have your life blessed and changed forever. He did not consider the things he went through worth valuing, evaluating, putting a price on. Do you know what he was talking about when he says he was exalted above measure? Revelations. Yeah, that's it. Now, wait a minute. Something God showed him. That's what he was. How often has God revealed something to you and you didn't even get excited about it? You didn't do a little holy dance. You didn't shout and scream. You didn't change your life. You turned around and complained about some discomfort. Something that put you out, that offended your flesh. And yet when he was describing the things that would exalt him, he was describing the opposite of what most people would describe. If you were going to be describing, "I've been exalted above measure," a new car. "I've been exalted above measure," a lovely home. "I've been exalted above measure," money in the bank. "I've been exalted above measure," a fancy position. None of those things were on his list. Just one thing, revelation. And everything you hate and any normal flesh hates, he didn't even talk about. He said, "You know something? I got some serious stuff to put up with in my life because I'm so blessed." Blessed? You were just stoned to death. Blessed? You were just put in jail. Blessed? You were just beaten 40 times minus one. Blessed? You just were starved. Blessed? You haven't slept for 2 nights. Blessed? He said, "Yeah, the revelations."
Amen.
Yes.
The revelations, what God has shown me. I'm so blessed and lifted high. Hey, if I didn't have all this stuff going on in my life, I would just think I had arrived. And that would be a lie. That would be a lie. He says, "There's a messenger from Satan sent to buffet me because the revelations are so great in my life." He says, "Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. He said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmity that the power of Christ may rest upon me.'" I've often wondered why Paul didn't plainly explain to us what his infirmity was. And you know why he doesn't? Because it doesn't matter.